Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast. Woo! Hey, guys.
Woo! This episode is sponsored by Green Chef. Discover exciting new flavors that support your healthy lifestyle with Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Get 50% off plus free shipping with code CIMARELLI50 at greenchef.com/CIMARELLI50.
We are here today. Hey, Laura. We're here today to play We're Not Really Strangers.
Woo!
Lauren brought it.
Which I don't know what that is.
We're going to have game time, ladies night, GNI, girls night in.
Yeah, what is it, Lauren?
It's a game about human connection.
I love it.
Where you get to know
I love it.
People better. It's Ooh. Like you ask each other questions.
So we have each it. Other. It has three levels of questions. The more like surface and then like the medium one and then the deeper one. One, two, Ooh. And three. So we're going to start at one. And we're all going to...
I feel like we're tasting hot wings and we're like, we're going to start at level one.
Yeah. Then we're going to go to level two and then level three and yeah. see what we learn. I wonder if we will learn anything new today. That would be the real challenge to this
that
game.
That would be a challenge.
If you can make that happen, then good for you. Because we've known each... I've known them...
32
years. No, I haven't known you for 32 years.
28.
I've known you for 24 and you for 28 and you for...
31.
Yeah, I was trying to remember how old you were. I cannot remember.
No, I was talking to my friend today and I was like, oh yeah, because you're turning 30 because I'm 30. Wait, no, I'm 31. What the heck?
Because I'm turning 33.
Your Jesus 33. Year. Wait, does it freak you out when people say your Jesus year? Because I think that's a little
weird. I don't
think
anyone said that to me.
Oh, yeah.
People say that all the time.
That was the year that Jesus started his ministry when he was 33.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a really good year.
Like your Jesus year. I agree. I think you could kill 33.
I think it's going to be great. Anyways.
30 free
from
the chains. I love it.
Okay. Love it. So we're going to get into this game, but we always start our episodes with... Oh, wait. Actually, what we really start episodes with is me telling you if you want to see all our full episodes, you need to go to our Patreon and subscribe. I don't think they call it subscribe, though. Become a patron. Yeah. It's $5 a month, and you get all the full episodes, and you get to do Q&As with us on Mondays, and you get the Throwback Thursday content. Oh, my gosh. Like, Lisa's wacky Wednesday stuff. It is unreal.
It is wild.
Guys, there's so much good content on there. Like, we really put a lot into that content. There's, like, really good stuff, just saying. And there's a really positive community. It's just a great place. And it's a great way if you're like, I really love the Sim Sisters. I really want to support them. This is a great way to support us is our Patreon. So thank you guys so much. Much thank you to our patrons. You are the best. All right, so let's get into our highs and lows of the week, ladies.
Ha.
Okay. I'll tell you my high of the week is that Barrett is kind of like potty training himself. Not really, but
he's potty training himself.
One time today.
Woo-hoo.
That's my high. I just am always like, you want to go in the potty? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, whenever you want to. And then he just went by himself today and actually used
Aww.
It. So that's my method so far is nothing. But that cool. was a high. I was so excited. He was so proud of himself.
Have an ice cream party.
Yeah. He's like, let's call Dada and ask him to bring a surprise.
Oh, so we asked him to bring a surprise. So cute.
Barrett's like, no, bring it now. He's like, we cannot bring it now. He's working. Anyway, so that was my high actually of the week. My low was that breastfeeding is really annoying right now. So that's annoying. I don't know what is going on. Some kind of problem that I cannot figure out from all of my extensive Googling. I cannot figure it out. But I'm having some kind of weird issue, blah, 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 whatever. But it's not that bad of a low because we're almost to a year anyway. So
Love
my
it.
Goal is to make it to a year. So I'm like patting myself on the back. I'm really proud of myself. I'm pushing through the pain because I have that goal. So I'm like, okay, we'll just make it to that last time. So. I'm excited to wean.
Good luck.
I don't really have that much to say. My low was that I was sad and I cried. I feel a little better now. So that's good. And my high was that I made a cake.
Oh, that's cute. I love
and
that.
And I didn't get to really try my cake in the moment because I made it for 4th of July.
Oh, it was good.
But I took it home. I don't know if it's because I refrigerated it, but I was like, this is really
good. Wait, I left some in the fridge. I wonder if it's still there.
Probably.
You should check. Cake when it's like really cold or even frozen is
I'm about to call
it. And I have to say, like, I was just proud of myself because pound cakes are not easy to get.
No, Kat, they were so good.
I have made many a bad pound cake where it's like tough or just dry, like it can taste more like cornbread. That's how it normally turns out for me. I did a lot of research the night before on how to get a good pound cake, and I really, really paid attention to each and every step, and I didn't skip any like detail.
There's so much science.
And I was so, yes, there's so much science. Annoying. And I was very happy about that. So it's always really rewarding when you bake something that turns out good.
Because our mom normally makes the cakes, and she and our dad did some special other plans this time during.
Which was so weird.
Whatever. So Kath made the cake, and then I was thinking afterwards, like, what if I was making the cake for family things? And then I was thinking, I will stick to ice cream cakes.
Yes.
Oh.
The only cake I like making is carrot cake. Oh, which I made one time.
I love making cakes. I love, well, it's probably.
I think I hate it.
It's my non-favorite thing of baked goods, but I like making all baked goods. I think it's always fun, and I always look forward to it.
Too much pressure. But
that's
carrot
why
cake
you
was
guys
easy.
Have each other.
But I have years of trial and error.
You can bring the Mac, she can bring the cake.
That gives me the confidence
your
of
Mac
like.
Your Mac was really good, though.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Her mac and cheese.
It was transformative.
It's probably the best mac and cheese I've tried out of anyone's.
Because she's got that passion for
because
cheese.
Because she has trial and error.
I do have such a passion for cheese.
It shows.
And
it
flavor.
Really does.
She doesn't skimp on the seasonings and the flavor.
A passion for cheese and
she's got
milk.
Dijon. She's got paprika. She's got the onion. She's got all these things. And a lot of people just is like, oh, cheese and. But it's, no, it's more than that.
It's a lot more.
I'm acting like I made it.
She does a great job.
All right. What about you, people?
My high was that I went to church in the morning. Which I never do. I always go like a later mass. I'm like, oh, it's Sunday. I want to sleep in. But I went in the morning and then I just felt like the day was so long. And
yes!
It was so nice
I
going in the morning. I don't know why. I feel like when it's like in the evening, then I feel like I had no time in the day. But
even
I just went in the morning and then I was like, wow, a Sunday where I don't have something to do tonight.
Wow.
That is different.
It was nice. So I think I might start doing that. My low was that I was sad one day.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
We always
that'll
do these cryptic do lows. And you know,
that'll do it.
I don't even remember why I was sad, though. I just was.
We're like, I almost faced death, but don't worry. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
I survived.
No, I didn't. I was just sad.
I'm just saying we always do cryptic lows.
Yeah.
Let's
well, they don't need to know the details.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's a fact. We do cryptic lows. Let's hear it.
Okay, let's see. You're high.
My low is still.
I'm trying to think.
I like how
is.
You keep.
I'm trying to
you
think.
You always try to
it
think
what
they are. My low is I'm still just, you know.
Trucking along.
I'm still processing the things that I've seen, you know, the aforementioned things in the last episode that I've seen. But it's not like bad, you know what I mean? Just like disorienting. And my eyes that, let's just say I connected with an old friend. That's all I'd say.
Okay.
We love connection, hence why we're playing this game. It says leave connected.
Okay,
we'll
that's
see.
The tall order. Let's see it.
Okay, interesting. So let's jump in.
Let's jump
let's
in.
Let's start.
Ladies.
So we're each just going to pull one out and then do it, and then I'll pass it down. So we're starting with one. Okay, ready? Okay. What subject do you think I thrived in at school? Did I fail any? That's like you wouldn't know.
It's level one is perception.
Wait, no.
Does that work for us
or
no?
I went to school with you.
I don't know what you did.
Oh, wait.
It's supposed to be like someone guessing based on looking at you.
Well,
so should I do a different one or is that
well,
good?
Okay. Everyone knows everything.
Okay. What subject would you think I would thrive in at school and would you think I would fail?
Thriving and
there's only one right.
Music thrived in.
I think you thrive.
Actually,
in like,
I don't know. English.
I think you thrive in English and writing or something like that.
Fail
and then
in
I think
math?
You'd fail science.
Wait, would you really think I would thrive in English based on my texting?
No,
but
based
on your
you
personality.
As a person. Like it's not that hard to learn the rules and all that.
And fail what?
Math,
science.
I feel like you would thrive in political science. and then fail in nothing. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's a good question because you wouldn't fail.
The correct answer. I would fail at nothing.
Okay.
But
not literally fail. No, literally fail.
Like get an F.
Okay, I don't think you'd get an F in math.
I would never, my personality would never let me fail. I would never, ever fail. Never.
But would struggle.
I struggle? Okay, so I did thrive at English. You're 100% right.
Told you. Yeah.
Which is weird with my texting. Yeah. So I definitely.
Texting is not writing.
Thrive the most in English. What did I struggle in? Oh, I struggled in Spanish.
Oh.
I struggled a bit in Spanish. That was hard.
Wait, do we all answer it or we each do just
No, you
one
do
person?
One.
Okay, different.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotta get a good one. Let's see. What do you think is the hardest part of what I do for a living?
No.
We have the same
for
job.
You.
For you.
Okay.
Sure.
Like the pressure of being like on.
Yeah.
The pressure.
I would say organization probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is actually a really hard question.
Those are both valid. I think that's definitely true. The first thing that came to my mind was being away from the twins.
Like,
which is not really that much time, but it's just every time I'm away from them, I just feel kind of
okay.
Sad.
I feel like I should have thought of that. It's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your first impression of me?
Oh, I know what mine was. I was like, wow, the greatest gift I've ever gotten. No, literally I was. Because it's on my birthday. I was like, wow. I'm okay. So lucky.
Well, I'm doing that card.
Okay.
Do you think I intimidate others?
Yes.
Why or why not?
Oh, yes, because of my friends, basically, and Nick have told me that they thought Lauren hated them. They thought Lauren hated, which I have the same problem as Lauren, but yeah, they thought she hated them for like years. And I'm like, no. She's just, you know, can be more quiet.
She's
reserved.
Just purposely avoiding you because she's scared of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give, everyone says they thought you hated them.
You give like quiet, but also like you have a lot of thoughts that may not be, shall we say, good.
Because you're not going out of your way to be like trying to make everyone feel comfortable in the room. So they're like, oh my gosh, she's not doing the thing that everyone normally tries to do.
Yeah.
Which is exhausting.
Yeah.
I feel like if I met you, I don't think I would think you were intimidating. I definitely would just be like, oh, she's quiet. And I always really like introverts. And I'm like, ooh, let me crack the code.
That would be
I don't think I would think of you as intimidating.
Oh,
though.
I would. I'd be like,
no,
who
if,
is this?
Yeah, if I met you, that's so weird to think about. I'd be like, I gotta be friends with her. But I'd be like, would she be friends with me? I don't know. I gotta try. Let me see. But then right now, I'd be like, is she too crazy for me? Because of your hair, I would think you might be more crazy than me.
Yeah.
But then we talk, I'd be like, ooh, we got the same interests. Okay.
That's interesting.
It's hard to think of what you would think if you met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I met Amy, I'd be like, oh, I'll be friends with her. She's social. Yeah. I could talk to her at all the gatherings. Basically,
that's what you think
Kath.
Until she runs away.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, oh, she's one of those friends who ditches you at the social gatherings. Can't trust her.
I got a lot of people to see.
All right, you go.
Okay.
One. Okay, let's see. Oh, I'm nervous. This just says, reminder, let go of your attachment to the outcome.
Okay, get another one.
What?
How does it's just a reminder, guys.
Oh,
let go of your attachment to the outcome.
Here's a good one. Do you think I was popular in school? Explain.
Amy, that's not a good one.
Okay,
wait,
no, that is good. I feel like if I met you now and didn't know you, I'd be like, yeah, Amy's friends with everyone. She knows everyone.
I would say Amy is friends with people in all different groups but doesn't belong to one group. That's what I would guess.
Thank you.
Because you remind me of my friend who was a lot like that.
Yes.
That's not a real question. You didn't go to school.
Okay, do another one.
Do you think plants thrive or die in my care?
Plants
die.
I've never tried, so I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. If it was like the routine and you could, but plants confuse me, so I don't know if it's like baking or opposite.
I looked after Betsy's plants for a while, her one plant, and I didn't kill it.
Okay.
So
maybe thrive.
You took really good care of your goldfish. I feel like you take good care of a plant.
Yeah, plants are a bit
of
a mystery
to me. If I knew what
to
do, I think I would do it.
I don't understand if it's very straightforward with plants or not. So if it was straightforward and you follow the schedule and you do it every day, whatever, then I think they would thrive.
Because I think you just got to put them in the right windowsill and then put water in them.
I got to say, I don't know.
I have no clue.
All right, pass it.
Triple it.
Pass it around.
We want a basket.
Let's do another round of one.
Okay.
One more round. Ready? What does my Instagram tell you about me?
I haven't. I'm trying to think.
I don't mother.
I am a mother.
I feel like I you don't post that much.
I feel like more in your stories, it's like birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obsessed it's like this woman likes birth and like motherhood birthy things. That's what I think of.
This woman likes
it
birth.
It tells me she's very busy.
It's you.
Oh, it's me. Yes.
All right, you?
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how messy do you think my car is? 1 being the cleanest and 10 is a complete complete disaster. Explain. I feel like this is such a psychological thing.
I feel like it's in the middle.
I would guess it was pretty clean, I feel like.
I feel like it depends on the day.
You don't give messy, so I would give you like a
messy. Well, I wouldn't guess there was like old food everywhere.
There would never like be random old food.
Things. I would guess there might be like things from the day.
Okay, surprisingly, my car is like very clean.
Oh.
Like it's not utterly spotless, but it's pretty close.
There's well, like, I was going to say, I know your car is clean.
Couldn't there's see you living in a dirty car and being comfortable.
There's maybe like 2 or 3 random toys or like one of the twins' little snack containers, but there's like no trash ever. I take the trash out immediately.
I believe that.
I don't
put
anything in the trunk or the seats. Like I only bring what I need for that day and I take it out right away. And if someone, I'm such a rat, but if someone goes so much as to leave a wrapper in my car, I'm very annoyed. I'm like, do not dirty my car.
Yeah, that's me.
Like I gave you the honor of being in my car. Don't put a wrapper in it. I don't like my car being messy and I don't like when other people mess with my car.
Okay. Nice.
Okay, not a wild card. I don't know what that means. Wild card. You already know that. You already know that.
Ooh, that was an interesting
okay,
one.
Okay, fine. Do you think I fall in love easily?
Yes.
Why or why not?
Because you're like, everyone you meet, you're like, he's the most perfect angel.
I see the good.
Yeah.
I feel like you're
good at creating a fantasy.
And I feel like your personality could go with a lot of different types of people because you're
true.
It's a very versatile, you have like a lot of matches. ISFJ type. And I feel like you could like a lot of different people or see the good in them.
I do agree with that.
I feel like that. I wonder if I would think that though if I didn't know you. I don't know.
I think I would
maybe
still
not.
That.
No,
I would
think
people fall in love with you easily. Like, wow, she's so cool. All the guys probably love her.
I thought you said the opposite. Okay. I was like,
do I look kind?
Yes.
What does anyone think?
Duh.
Except for your side eye.
I think it depends, actually, because sometimes you look kind of like mean.
Oh, when you sit there and you're going,
oh. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you're either like literal sunshine, which I feel like is most of the time. And then sometimes you're like, I am so mad. I hate everyone. Don't you dare come in my path.
And you won't even smile.
And you're like,
you sit there.
What? If you even respond.
What?
I'd be like, hey, and you're like, I don't care
Mel
if you live or die. Get away
me.
From me.
Right,
what?
She was scared of me in my like goth phase.
Interesting.
In, like,
oh my gosh,
2017.
I have goth phase too. Can you all have them? Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put all those back in one, and we're gonna go to 2. All right, level 2. Here we go.
All right,
let's see it.
Dig deeper.
What title would you give this chapter in your life? To myself. Oh wait, so I just answered. No,
yeah.
Yes.
So a title.
The title for my chapter in my life right now would be exhaustion. Exhaustion with hope around the corner.
I would say rebirth. That's what I would title it.
No.
You're rebirthing yourself.
No, I would not title it that.
You're trying to.
Maybe in a few months it'll be rebirth.
Yeah. No, I was in the progress of rebirth.
Right now it's exhaustion.
I was gonna title it the same thing that I would title myself, which is the blur of young motherhood.
Mm. Exhaustion.
It's just kind of a blur.
The blur.
Just blurs by. Is this one?
Yeah.
Okay. What's been the best compliment a stranger has ever given you? A stranger? What? They don't even know
strangers
me.
Give you compliments?
A stranger. Or maybe someone like an acquaintance. Like not someone super close to you.
I don't know why the first thing that comes to mind. I was like 21 in Malibu. And I was at this dinner that we used to go to. It was like a dinner for like the homeless that we would serve at.
Yes.
And I remember there were these boys from Pepperdine who I always thought were so like unattainable. Like,
the
they
Pepperdine
just seemed
guys.
Well, they were just like, I feel like the Pepperdine boys were like too cool for everyone.
They were kind of perf though. They were like,
yeah. And I remember, I don't remember what I was talking, I knew someone and then I was talking to them. And then one of them was like, she's really funny. Like, as he walked away, and I was like, oh,
I would say,
there you go. There you go.
That was like such a great compliment. I was like, wow, I love being funny.
I would die on the floor, dead.
What has been your earliest recollection of happiness?
Oh my gosh. That's a good question.
I don't know how old I was, but I do have a memory of listening to Avril Lavigne on my Walkman when I was skateboarding on the driveway. And I was like, oh, that was so fun.
You could have written that like, sentence for my life.
Like, I don't know, something like skateboarding and listening to music.
Okay, that is so funny because I was talking to Nick yesterday, the other day. Can't Stop the Feeling was on TV. I was playing the music video for Barrett. It's one of his favorites. And I was like, you know, Nick, it's so weird that I have a literal memory of being like a 7 or 8 year old and falling in love with Justin Timberlake's voice. Just listening and being like, now that is a voice.
That's funny.
Didn't realize that was Justin Timberlake.
I was like, wow, his voice, his like high voice.
Hey.
Yeah, I was like, oh my
God. And his ramen hair.
It's the best thing. Well, I didn't know what he looked like. Oh, I could hear him and I'm like, that.
I wonder if it's because you're like a kid and he has like a higher voice. It felt more like another kid.
So interesting. So weird. That's so interesting.
I don't know.
Very odd. Okay, you.
Why is this making me nervous? I don't know.
You're scared of the truth.
Read it.
Why is it called that you wish you received more frequently?
Oh, spill it.
Yeah. Spill it, Amy.
Vulnerable.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Maybe let's go with the classic good job.
You wish like people said good job more
yes,
often?
Yes, no one says good job.
Oh, good job.
Good job.
Man. Thanks.
Good job. You are doing a good job.
Thank you, everyone.
Overall, good job.
Okay.
That was so long.
How are you, really? I feel like I answered that in my last one, which is exhausted.
Guys, I'm not going to make it through this
again. Exhausted emotionally, mentally, maybe not spiritually, actually, physically, but hopeful, yet hopeless, yet hopeful.
I see the eye of the tiger in your soul.
Yeah. Things are changing.
That's good.
Tides are turning. That's how I feel.
I love that for you.
What is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself?
These are interesting questions.
I mean, maybe going back to the last one, I think I like my sense of humor.
Yeah. Kathy, you're a funny gal.
I like it.
I wouldn't change that either.
Thanks. Wow, Laura.
TBH, I feel like I would change mine.
Why?
Because it could be a little better.
I feel like my sense of humor.
It's not my strong point,
but you are very funny.
I feel like my sense of humor gets me through the days. Like just laughing about things. It just really gets you through.
Wow. Okay. I love it.
Love to laugh.
How can you become a better person?
How can you? It's like giving yourself like a report card almost.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. I would say
April 25th.
I could be a better person by talking about people less.
Me too.
I was just thinking about this. Like, it's not like I'm like malicious, but it's like, do I really need to go in depth about this person's personal issues? No.
It's hard.
My dad always says that's like the lowest
form of
communication.
Talking about other people.
Yeah. He's like, you should talk about like ideas or what else? I don't know. But not people.
Guys, this game is stressful to me.
Yikes.
You can just say no to the card.
Okay, I'll just say no. Oh, this is a nice one. What would your younger self not believe about your life today?
Oh my gosh.
That I have friends.
What? I thought you were going to say, like, your career.
No, that I have friends.
Okay.
And I'm doing pretty great.
That is so true.
My younger self would be like, what? You have friends? I'm not psycho?
We have friends. Like, those TikToks
would
be like,
we have friends.
Guys, this episode is sponsored by Earnin. We got to tell you all about it, okay? So listen up. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. If I were going to use an app like this, this is the one I would use, Earnin, based on the research that I did and the reviews. You can make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers. Download Earnin today. It's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Cimarelli under podcast. When you sign up, it will really help our show out. That's Cimarelli under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Okay, let's go to level three.
Whoa.
All right.
Level I can't do it.
Three.
I have vulnerability issues, ladies.
Those are pretty deep. I'm like, how much deeper could they
be? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Scared.
That was deep.
What do I need to hear right now?
So is that what we think you need to hear?
No, I just answered the question. What do I need to hear? That's a good question. I feel like I've been contemplating all this stuff, so I should think of the answer. Probably something about hope, like things will get better. Mm. But then who could tell me that where I would believe it? Basically, I need to get from God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like someone else says that. It's like, you don't know that.
Yeah.
You know? But what I need to hear from Nick, I got the kids for the next hour. Go take a bath. That's what I need to hear.
Him. Oh, yeah. Love that.
He already
that.
Knows that. I think he is giving me a break this evening, actually. So
That's nice.
Love it. Love it. You?
What do you think our most important similarity is? Is that me and all of you?
Yeah, it's like sure. You and one person, really. Most important similarity.
Like, I feel like between us, our family is like our thing in common. It's like our blood.
Oh, that's true.
It like
that's
runs good. Deep. And it's like that. What's what ties us together is like our family.
True. That's yeah. important similarity.
Who knows that if I would have gone up to Lauren and met her otherwise.
That is so crazy. What do you think my superpower is?
Oh, I know what it is. Easy. Lauren's superpower is encouragement.
Mm. Hallelujah.
She can encourage you to where it motivates you.
Mm. Yes.
That is a superpower.
I actually agree
with
that.
It drives
the band.
Because
I feel like people actually listen to me because I'm giving real facts. I'm not saying, ooh, you're beautiful.
No, it's a real one.
No. This is real truth.
It is a real superpower. Like Lauren tells me something and then it builds me up and then I go make this huge, take a huge step, big action because of it. And that's like a huge reason for the band is Lauren's encouragement.
Mm. I love
so
that.
That's a superpower, I would say.
I'd agree with that.
Some might call it a charism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's your comeback?
I was going to say wisdom because I feel like Lauren has an ability to like see through the crap, whatever. See through all the noise and get to like the truth. And just sort of like simplify it, which I think is very, actually kind of rare that people can do
then
that.
Then you could trust Thank what you. She's saying.
Yes. Yeah. Trustworthy.
Thank I don't want to go. I'm scared.
Do okay. it, Amy. Do it.
Based on.
It's like we're playing Truth or Dare.
This isn't that deep. Based on what you've learned about me, does my social media accurately reflect me?
No.
No.
Kind of, but no.
My first thought is hot girl walks.
Ooh, it my kind stories of does. Do in some way.
Some of your TikToks
I think
do.
Your private account, sorry guys, does, but not your
because I feel lead account more safe. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to bring it to the mainland.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's okay.
But thanks. It's hard to make social media reflect like an in-person vibe.
Yeah. It's just, people are so complicated. Weird.
That's
it's
really
like
hard.
Filming yourself doing something is just not natural.
It ain't.
Yeah,
it.
It's just weird.
But I'm doing my best.
How does one earn my vulnerability? I was literally just thinking about this because I was thinking, I mean, I've been vulnerable like on stage before for a moment. It's like, you know, a small amount. But I'm really not vulnerable, not that vulnerable very much ever. Only a couple people have earned my vulnerability. Okay, I would say trust. I mean, is that kind of obvious? Like loyalty and trust over a long period of time and like no judgment, I would say.
Mm.
When people do not judge me, I don't feel judged, especially as like could judge something as being like a bad person. That's like my biggest core wound is like bad. Like you're a bad person or something, probably, or maybe it's not my biggest. That's one of my bigger ones. So I would say trust, loyalty, lack of judgment. But isn't that everyone? Wouldn't everyone be the same?
I don't know.
But I'm probably never going to be vulnerable with you, whoever it is, because there's only a couple people.
Who's you?
Like anyone. I just looked at the camera, but it's just, and then you guys can probably relate to me. It's just probably... Not gonna
well, happen. And that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I feel you like I'm vulnerable with a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm like, I don't I'm need like, to be.
I feel like there's a difference between being open and being vulnerable.
Yes.
I think I'm really open, actually, mm-hmm. with a lot of people and not vulnerable.
I agree.
But actually agree. Very open.
I think one of the biggest markers of that is like, do you tell people in the situation while it's happening or do you tell them after it happened, like a recounting of it?
Recounting.
Because in the middle of it, it feels really vulnerable to be like, I'm actually going through this thing right now and it's not really resolved and I don't know what to do. Like,
yeah, I would never.
Versus like, oh, I've been struggling lately, like, but I'm feeling better tonight. Like, no, I don't know. I feel like that's very different.
Yeah.
Very different levels of vulnerability.
Maybe one day.
I mean, I don't know. You don't need to be.
I just tell myself, or even I don't tell myself.
Is it?
And I'm like, you should tell yourself.
Vulnerability, like, what is it? Ability to be hurt or whatever. Or
yeah.
Like. So it's like, you don't need to put yourself in that all the time. But maybe that's just me being afraid of vulnerability.
Yeah.
But also, why do you need to be vulnerable for everyone? Come on.
You don't.
Yeah,
people
I like
need
to
earn
be
that.
Open.
Select.
Yeah.
Yes. Open is good.
I like
good.
Being open, but not
open
vulnerable.
Open is good. You don't need to be vulnerable for all of
them. Yeah, I'm like, you're not going to see my weak spots right now.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
You can see a past weak spot.
Yeah, for sure.
But not a current.
Why do you think we met? Well, okay. What do you think my weakness is? Am I supposed to say what I think my weakness is? I think my weakness, which I'm working on, but I hopefully will get better at, is being like caretaking to the point of like not taking care of myself.
Yeah, that's what I would have said, like codependency.
Yeah, it's like I just don't do that very
like
much.
You put everyone else above you.
Yeah, and I just don't even really think about myself. And I'm like, oh yeah, me, forgot about that. So I'm trying to be better about that. It's been a long journey, but I think I'm getting better. But that's definitely one of my, I feel like there's multiple I can think of, but that's one.
Lauren,
what can we create together?
No.
Guys, some of these questions are
we create a lot together.
Yeah,
I feel like most people don't have that, so that, you know, you can actually answer that question, but let's do a more interesting one.
What parts of yourself do you see in me?
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, I've talked about this before. It's like the older sister side and also the younger sister brother side. Gotta watch our birth order episode. Oh my gosh. A lot of Lauren's like romantic side, we have a major overlap there. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I would do. Really similar. And then like leadership stuff, I'm like, really similar there. So I would say leadership and romantic, lots of overlap, but not 100% at all. But like lots of overlap where I'm like, Lauren is really similar to me a lot more than most people. I feel like there's not many people where I'm like, that's really similar to me.
Yeah.
So those two categories for me. What about you people?
I think that it's like the empathy thing, like being really like we're very connected with people's feelings and like just thinking about that a lot. I also was gonna say, I feel like there's something in you that I relate to that's like wanting to do the right thing, or I don't know like how you describe it, but it's like a sense
truth
of
and justice,
morality or something. I don't know. Whoa. I don't know what that is, but there's something else there too that I can't think of the name of it. Something with morality.
I don't know. maybe the fact that we make like decisions in our lives and like stick with them.
Consistency.
We're very like stubborn
fortitude.
In that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like we pick what we believe and no one really is going to ever change it.
Mm.
Yeah. Like both of us are very similar in that way, I think.
Interesting.
All right.
Guys, you're nervous.
Like pizza. Oh, it smells good.
Give me Netflix.
Like
give me Netflix.
A pizza.
What does it say?
How do our personalities complement each other?
Mm. That's interesting.
What does that mean when a personality complements another personality?
Like you
like
instead
out,
of like butting heads, it's like they work together.
Ooh.
Okay. Our personalities work together.
That's hard to put into words, and I'm trying to think of it. I'm like, how do you?
Okay, I feel like the I don't know if this is really what the question means, but I feel like personalities work together in a way when I'm being really straightforward and blunt and you like are vibing with it.
Yes!
I don't know what that is, where it's like when you're really upset and I'm just like, you're wrong, but it's not like mean, and you're like, oh, you're so
wrong.
Right.
Yes.
Being able to like just okay, both of us, honestly,
straightforwardness. I don't know. We're very straightforward, actually.
Something like that works though, where we're opposite in that moment, but it like fits together. Mm.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. But. I think the chillness, maybe? Like I could be like, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. And he's like, okay. Okay.
Down for anything.
She'll be like, okay, to anything. I'm like, oh, we're going to make this. We're going to do that. We're going to go whatever. And I feel like that's a good compliment, right? It's like the leader follower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say
it works really well.
I actually thought of one for you, Amy, that's like the playfulness of like when you kind of tease Amy and then she like laughs. When you're like, Danny Pina.
Or whatever Danny. It is.
Oh, Danny Pina. Oh.
I feel like for me and Amy, it's like the social sides of us.
Yeah.
Like when we're both like out, which we haven't been in a while because I have young children now, but before BC, before Christ, we would like, BK. I don't know, just like have fun together and then like BK. Talk about like our social experiences and like, oh, yeah. This person, blah, 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 like connecting on, I don't know, different things. That was fun.
Yeah. We would go to parties and ditch each other and then come back.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, all right. One more round. Okay. So let's do a little... Well, it's probably fast enough. Okay, here we go. All right, last one, level 3.
I love that pizza.
Last one.
What would make you feel closer to me? I feel like that's a really hard question.
Maybe if we actually like talked more outside of things. Like, I feel like we text, but I don't like call you really.
Yeah.
Or like hang out that much.
I keep thinking we need to plan with these Friday nights. Where we go to your neighborhood, I bring the children, and we do like a walk and dinner. But then
yes,
I'm like, when
please,
am I going to plan this?
Please.
Technically,
please
I'm always free, but you guys
Let
have more
plan
plans.
Let's plan it. Let's plan it.
Technically, you guys need
we
to plan
do it.
Okay,
I love
week.
This idea and plan that I never heard of before.
We could do it next week.
Like summer dinner and walk.
Yes.
Hello.
We could do it next week.
I would love to do that.
Mm. Also going to... an ice cream place over there. Barrett would love that.
Yes.
Walking around with our...
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I know. Talking outside of the band is like, I'm just... I don't know. We talk a lot in the week, but then it's like, we always want to talk about more stuff.
Yeah.
I wish we had more time in our day and we're like, okay, here's our designated social hour. And we did a full hour of social every day. Oh my gosh. Mm. We could do like 3 hours of social hour a day.
Yes.
Easily.
We could.
Yeah. Us gals.
Just gabbing.
Having a laugh.
All right, we got to... Quickly.
Oh.
I'd agree.
Oh, I think. Answer.
Agree.
Oh. I mean, I feel like I definitely call you on a regular basis to talk about stuff, but I don't really get many calls. So just
oh. I don't call anyone. I called someone for the first time last week.
Wow.
The first time?
Yeah. I don't call like for a social reason.
Social call.
I never, ever, except for mom. Duh. I actually call my mom all the time and I'm like, so mom. This. I actually do that all the time.
Oh, that's so random.
My mom and I have so many social calls.
That's funny.
That's it. I don't call anyone else. Yeah, I was like, maybe I'll start calling people. And I'm like, eh, I don't know about that.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
She wants to be
I
called.
Feel like, well, I feel I like may we send we'll each other see. A lot of videos and like talk about things through that.
Yeah, I like to just text people
But I
things.
Like a good call because sometimes the texts are kind of long that we send. So it's nice to have a call. You know,
yeah.
It just gets
maybe
too
I'll
much.
Become a calling person. I don't know. Okay, you.
What do you think I fear the most?
Death of a loved one.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I feel like I've said that before.
Yeah,
being I'm completely sad. Out of control.
I don't really fear that.
I think you do, actually.
I think you might.
I think out of you control. Do. Yeah, I think your life is where you're pretty in control of things.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think I should know about myself that perhaps I'm unaware of?
I feel like I would have told you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you're very self-reflective and aware of yourself.
I just know everything.
What should you know about yourself that I would not have told you?
That maybe I'm unaware of.
I don't know. That's really hard.
Yeah.
I feel like you're pretty self-aware.
I feel like I would have said it.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be hard to answer about any of this. It's like, I think...
I'm trying to think of anything.
Well, I guess I just know
Nothing.
Everything.
I love that.
She knows it all.
I love that.
You do a wild card taste selfie together.
That's so weird. No offense.
Oh, no. Ah, no, this one's not bad. What can I help you with?
Oh, Amy
all
already
I do
helps
is
me.
Help.
Amy helps me all the time.
Can you help me
yeah,
with?
What can I help you with, Lori?
Vacuuming my room.
I honestly
that
would do
great.
That.
I don't. That would be great.
I literally, if you picked up your floor, I would vacuum it for you.
It is picked up.
I would vacuum.
I feel like you always help me.
Watching the children. That's what Amy
yeah.
helps with.
I feel like you always help me with stuff. And
that's
I don't,
the thing is, I just help
already, so.
You're probably, like, the first person I think of that would help. So I'm like, oh, Amy. But then I'm like, she's probably helping, that's like, a compliment. Someone else. So I don't.
Honestly, yeah. I probably am helping someone else.
Okay, not but I'll always. Work it out.
All right. We made it through. We didn't make it through the whole thing, but we made it through a lot. Actually, did we learn anything new? Maybe.
Kind of.
That was interesting, though. That wasn't stuff I would have thought of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would recommend this, actually.
Yeah, I think it's a good game.
But it would be really odd to do this with someone that you didn't know very well.
Yeah, how are you supposed to guess all this stuff?
Well, that's why, like, you can just stay on level one more. Or it's just you just guess about them.
I mean, I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, are we really
I'd be like, you don't need to know these
I
things
think level me. One would be a very interesting conversation in terms of, like, how you dress and how you, like, present yourself and your vibe is. And how maybe people might interpret that versus what you think it is. That could be mm-hmm. interesting to see with someone who didn't know you before.
Okay, so moving on to our five perspectives, which I keep not saying, oh, five, because Lisa's a part of the group, but she's not here right now because she's supporting her husband through his cancer treatment. So everyone please pray for her. I keep forgetting to say that in the beginning. So everyone please pray for Lisa and her family, her husband, her daughter, herself, everyone else involved. That her husband can heal and all the treatments are going well and their family can get some peace and comfort. Please keep them in your prayers. I meant to say that earlier. But anyway, our five perspectives. The question, we each give our perspective on a question. The question is, what is your eyebrow grooming routine? Who thought of this?
I think it was it me or Ariel?
Me and Ariel, I think.
All right, people. Oh. I guess everyone has maybe some eyebrow grooming routine. Maybe some people don't.
Mine is when I notice something, then I just go. That's it. Okay. I pretty much my let routine. Them go rogue.
Yeah.
Love it. I love a rogue. I really love a rogue eyebrow, really. I really think eyebrows should not be touched much because they are in their natural good state. That's it. I do touch mine a little bit. I brush them up and then I trim the ends and the top. And then I...
Wow.
And I pluck the middle to make sure there's two instead of one. And also, there's like these random hairs that go up the side like this.
Yes.
Get rid of those. But I really think people's natural shape looks so good with their face and you don't want to mess with it. You just like slightly tweak it.
I didn't realize that some people don't have like unibrow hair.
Yeah, that took me a long time to realize too.
I have a couple.
I was shocked when I learned that. I was so shocked.
Nick doesn't have any. He doesn't touch and he has zero hairs.
What?
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
I don't know, but he has one really long gray hair.
Oh, love
his
that.
Eyebrow, or maybe it's blonde. I think it's a blonde, one long.
You haven't plucked it out?
No, I always do. And then I'm just, of the years, I'm like, who cares? I gave up.
I just think my OCD would make me.
Yeah, I don't do that much either. I feel like I get a lot more hairs on the edge, but they're like not enough to make like an eyebrow. So just kind of random. But I don't really do that much. I don't know. I feel like I'm just over it.
I just keep them separated. And that's all. Every like few months, I realize there's some hairs. And then I just take them out.
That's about it.
So interesting. Eyebrows are such a... They give so much, you know?
I feel like
your expression.
Sometimes people just go a little too far.
Yeah.
Because it's like people are like, oh, let's do thin brows. And then people are just like freaking back in my day. I was a little too young for that. But back in my day, people were just really taking off their full eyebrow. And it was just tiniest little line.
It was a wild time.
There was a lot of really wild eyebrows in our day. You don't see it as much.
It was crazy.
It's actually, I feel like I don't see many wild eyebrows.
And then everyone's like, no. The thickest, darkest brows are what you need.
They're like, if you lived in our generation, you already took them away.
What are they called? The Sharpie brows that people use.
And they're like, you need to microblade. You need to get the thickest, whatever. And I'm just like in the middle, like I can't get that thin or that thick. I just want to leave them just where they are.
I think that they are where they are for a reason.
They just go, people go wild with their eyebrows. They really do change things though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd love to see Lisa's eyebrow routine. I feel like she has an extensive one for sure.
All right, now we have Sister Spotlight, where the spotlight's on a different sister each week. We have the options are Get Real with Christina, Sappy Assassin, That's with Kath, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Current Crisis, Lauren's Take. And the sister this week is. Ding! Amy's Current Crisis.
Hey! So I forgot to think of this in advance. So
that's your crisis.
I think this spirit is just going to have to lead on this one. It might not be that funny, guys. So just we'll see where the spirit takes us. We're gonna spin the segment for today in a shocking turn of events.
Okay.
We're going to do some.
A list?
Sappy maybe thoughts with Amy. But wow. not really that sappy. Subject is entitled, maybe this is a crisis, OMG. Maybe it's both. I don't know. The title is Learning to Be a Human. That's the title here, folks.
Okay.
So, this is lately sappy? In my life, I don't know if it's sappy. It could be, it could not be. I have been struck by a smooth criminal, like I myself. And I have been learning that I have not really operated in my life as though I was a human being. I've more operated as though I was a robot. Think R2-D2. Like any kind of thing that's not human in nature. Like maybe like a little porcelain doll. Maybe like a little puppet. I was gonna say puppeteer. A puppet. A little Pinocchio moment. And I realized that no one is pulling the strings but myself. So I'm out here trying
you are
to
Geppetto
my own self. How is that? I don't know. So I've been Geppettoing myself so like deeply my whole life of like, okay, I got to make the perfect right decision and I've got to do everything flawlessly and I can't make mistakes. I can't learn things or not that I can't learn things. I can't make mistakes because that's illegal in the country of me. Like everyone else, yeah, they can do whatever they want. Me, illegal. And what I've learned is that in the wild world of humanity, people do things that they want to do because they want to do them. And I didn't know that was a thing that was allowed, you know? I thought you could only do something if you had a really good moral reason to do so. But in life, I'm realizing that I was looking at every decision as a moral decision when really – not every decision is morally good or bad. It's you have to make a decision based on your own moral compass, but that's a different thing. It's like this pressure of like, I'm like King Solomon to myself and I'm like trying to do all these whack moral things. Not whack, but like I'm trying to make all this intense pressure to make perfectly right moral decisions when really it's just I need to make decisions with the morals that I have and trust myself to make those decisions because that's like humanity. I've been thinking a lot about emotional availability lately and I have been trying to figure it out my whole life and I think that's what it is. It's just talking, like allowing yourself to do things that you want to do and to act as you want to act in like within reason, according to your moral code. And then just talking to people that you want to talk to, saying things you need to say and being able to sit when people have things to say back to you. That is what I'm thinking is emotional availability, which I was so confused about my whole life. But now I feel like, wow, I'm becoming a person that does things on impulse and then puts a pillow over her head like she's in a bomb shelter and rocks back and forth like she's insane. I did do that, unfortunately, the other day. Just, well, you know. But because I was looking at everything as a giant moral legal decision, but it's not all that. Not to say we shouldn't try our best to make, you know, healthy decisions, but it's not all going to crash around you at the smallest misstep. So, yeah, that's what I will leave you with today, guys. Being a person is fun and it's good and it's human and it's like a lot of great things. Being a robot is horrible, depressing, dumb, repressing. It could disconnect you from people. So, like, take a journey with your own self and just see if any of that resonates. And, yeah, that's really all I have to say. It wasn't funny, but it was just real, you know?
Love it.
Just life.
I feel like I can relate to that.
Yeah.
But not, maybe not moral, more like every decision is like the end of the world.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, you have to do this perfectly, like the smallest thing. Like, this is really important. If you screw this up, it screws this up. And it's like, because it's like, if you don't think it's really important, you're not going to do well. Yes. And I'm like, I could just be like, hey, do your best.
Yes. And everything's, oh, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to be this. I'm not allowed to this. But it's like, maybe I am allowed. Maybe I am. Maybe I
see. I see.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's Amy's current, what'd you call?
Wander, pondering.
That was not sappy. Amy's.
That's my version of being sappy. Current ponderings.
Amy's current ponderings. Thank you, everyone, here on YouTube or on Patreon. If you're on YouTube and you're not a patron, you gotta go to our Patreon and check it out and join if you want to support us, and you'll get all the full episodes. It's linked in the description, patreon.com/Simrelli. Love you guys. Patrons, you guys are so awesome. Thank you so much for supporting us. It really means so much to us. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
You've been listening to the Simrelli podcast. Follow Simrelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Simrelli on Facebook and Instagram.